Jonathan, you've got, what, three cases pending before the FDA now? Tell me about that.
Right. We just won one of them, Alliance for Natural Health versus Sebelius. It was a case involving the FDA censorship of the selenium cancer risk reduction claims. We had a series of claims. Selenium is very effective as a cancer risk reducer, and there's a lot of evidence to support that. The FDA standard, in order to ensure the censorship continues, is that you have conclusive proof. Well, in science, virtually nothing is conclusive. You can almost assure yourself that you'll never get a room full of scientists who will agree 100% to anything. And so they always succeed in saying that the evidence is inconclusive and that they don't want to approve it. Well, in 1999, we won this landmark case called Pearson versus Shalala against FDA that said you can't censor inconclusive science. You have to allow the science to be communicated to the public, and the inconclusiveness can be revealed in a qualification. But you can't deny people access to science just because the government doesn't think the science is good enough for it to put an official stamp on it. You let the public decide. Our First Amendment vests in the individual right to decide. Okay, well, the FDA violated that decision, has continuously violated it since 1999. We've gone back to court again and again and defeated them in case after case involving claims. And so you have this very important bit of information. Selenium, a essential mineral, when consumed at 200 micrograms a day, results in a reduction in the risk of various kinds of cancer. Now, is it conclusively proven that it does? No. Is there good science to support it? Yes. Is the science contradicted? Mm-hmm. In some instances. But it's up to the public to decide. And, you know, it's your bet. Well, the court agreed with us. The court said they violated the First Amendment. They censored the information. The less restrictive resort for the FDA is a qualification. You won. So go back, FDA, and fix it. Will the FDA do it? Well, I bet you they'll drag their feet. We'll probably be back in court again over it. They have this absolute desire, because they're protecting a monopoly of therapeutic claims for drugs, to not allow the public to understand that food and supplements can have therapeutic effects. They don't want truthful information to reach people to cause them to have a paradigm shift, so they then start taking care of themselves, using foods to that are health-enhancing to limit their disease risk, and avoid the hospital and avoid the need for these drugs. So it's a disaster. I'll tell you how bad this is. David Kessler was an FDA commissioner. He was a pediatrician. We went to the FDA with a claim that folic acid reduces the risk of neural tube defect births.
Was that you?
Yes.
You? Okay. Great job.
And thank you very much for that. And we, you know, we went in there and we argued that that claim should be approved. Well, they denied it. Now, the March of Dimes, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Health Institutes of Health.
Holistic doctors, they all did. They all supported you.
They all said that folic acid reduces the risk of neural tube defects. It was an unassailable scientific representation, as best you possibly could believe it. And yet, David Kessler, a pediatrician, said, no, I will not let that claim go through. And so you can't put it in the market. What was happening? Well, women would get pregnant. They would go to the doctor. The doctor would say, use folic acid. But it was too late.
Yeah.
Because folic acid has to be taken by women of childbearing age before they become pregnant in order to reduce their risk of a neural tube defect birth. And these things are horrific. Spina bifida, anencephaly, malformations of the brain and spinal column. This is horrific. Well, there were an estimated 2,500 preventable neural tube defect births each year and countless abortions that would have been prevented had the information been in the marketplace. And yet the commissioner of the FDA stood in the way of that information getting in the market for about 8 years.
Are they afraid that they're going to not get their job when they're out?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're also worried that if they change this paradigm, that they will lose control over the content of therapeutic information in the marketplace. They want absolute control. Only if they have absolute control can they deliver to a monopoly a claim that gives them an enormous financial reward. That's why in the statute, a drug is defined not by its biochemical effect on the body, but based on the claims made. That's why if you say prune juice treats constipation, even though that's absolutely true, it's prohibited by the government because it's a therapeutic claim. And the government, by definition, defines a drug as a substance that is indicated for use in the treatment of disease.
You know, just now I'm beginning to find out how important vitamin D is. We've done a couple of shows on that. And yet I don't see any of this coming from the FDA. Nothing.
No, they're the big black hole of information. They suck it in and they censor it and they keep it out unless it pertains to an approved drug. And then they defend it and they go to the nth degree of keeping the drug in the market. And it's a tragedy. It's an enormous tragedy. It is all evidence of the destruction of constitutional government in America. Vitamin D, there's enormous evidence out there that it reduces the risk of breast, colon, and prostate cancer. And vitamin D is not alone. We could go on and on. I mean, resveratrol, reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, and tocotrienols, reducing the risk of atherosclerosis. Even olive oil, reducing hypercholesterolemia, it lowers elevated HDL cholesterol. Is that out there? Why can't you put on an olive oil bottle, this product may lower elevated HDL cholesterol.
Yeah. And this is what's so strange, Jonathan. Years ago, I'm talking about years ago, you've heard of Edgar Cayce, the American prophet. You know, he used to, in his trance state, come up with remedies. His accuracy was uncanny. Years ago, he talked about how you should take a tablespoon of olive oil before you go to bed. I mean, these guys knew this stuff, yet it was never presented to the American people, and still really isn't.
The FDA operates on an entirely bogus premise, and that is that science is not a matter that is open to debate, but reaches an ultimate conclusion that is unassailable. That is, that there is no longer debate. And they say, we as the FDA will determine when that point is reached, and then we will allow the information into the market. And it's so offensive because, you know, it denies the individual sovereignty. It robs us of our ability to control our own biological destiny. It puts the government in place of our own discretion in the market. It denies us information to make basic choices. And you know, the First Amendment is the most magnificent thing in that when James Madison introduced the First Amendment to the first Congress of the United States in 1791, and he pronounced it when it was finally agreed to in its actual form, to be proof that the federal government had no power whatsoever over speech and press. And yet here we are with a government that is censoring a massive amount of information, prohibiting it by force of law that results in the prosecution of people, throwing them in jail, and seizing their products and declaring them unapproved, unsafe drugs. But the whole thing's based on this fraud, which is that the American people are so ignorant that they cannot comprehend
information.
There
you are.